Recorded Books and RB Digital present Deadly Rumors by Sharice Hodges, narrated by Sherry Peel. Chapter 1. Zoe Harrington was a marked woman, and she didn't have a clue. FBI agent Carver Banks watched Zoe as she watched a man who he assumed was a cheating husband. Over the last 2 months, Zoe's cases had been simple. Catch the cheat, prove a parent was neglectful, or that someone violated a protective order. Carver liked it that way. She was safe, at least for now. After the alert he'd gotten on Friday, he knew Zoe was anything but safe. The only thing missing was a red target on her back. There was something else he knew as well. If Zoe knew she was under surveillance, there would be hell to pay. Guns would be pulled, bad words exchanged, and there's a good chance that he'd be nursing a gunshot wound. Carver chuckled, thinking about Zoe pulling a gun on him and having the nerve to shoot him. It was a risk he'd have to take. Until the threat against her was neutralized, he had to protect her. And Zoe Harrington wasn't the kind of woman who needed protection, at least not in her mind, and she certainly wouldn't accept his help. She thought he was her enemy, when that was the last thing he was. Carver smirked to himself. The feisty Zoe had a smart mouth, but she was a hell of a kisser. Too bad she assumed the kisses and passion they'd shared 2 years earlier hadn't been real. It had been very real to him. Unforgettable. Carver couldn't get the taste of Zoe out of his system. Not even when he had to arrest her on some trumped-up charges because of her ex-sister-in-law, Natalie. The moment he snapped those handcuffs on her had probably solidified her hate for him. But he'd been doing his job, setting a trap for Natalie and the sex traffickers she'd been linked to. And as he tried to explain this to Zoe, she wasn't trying to hear anything he had to say. Carver wanted more than Zoe even knew. Wanted her lips, hips, and thighs pressed against him. But she wouldn't look at him through eyes that weren't clouded with anger. And she had beautiful eyes, light brown with gold specks dancing in them. He understood why Zoe was still mad. But something had to change, and the sooner, the better. Zoe had noticed the black sedan following her about 3 blocks ago. "Time for some action," she exclaimed as she made a quick U-turn and blew past the car that had been following her. She couldn't get a look at the driver because of the dark tint on the windows, but she got a good look at the license plate. She made a mental note to run it through the DMV database when she made it to the office. This was the only thing she missed about police work. Driving like a maniac, weaving in and out of traffic without worrying about traffic violations. What she didn't miss was the bullshit politics in the department and the stop-and-frisk edicts from superior officers that only seemed to target blacks and Hispanics. What she really didn't miss was the thin blue line of silence that kept bad officers on the job and good ones silent. She'd made it her business in the first year of opening her firm to take all cases that were somehow related to the NYPD. She especially liked it when she worked a case that involved one of those upstanding captains who'd been caught with his pants down. She'd had 3 of those in the early days of her firm. Zoe was proud that she brought down 2 of the most arrogant captains in the NYPD because of their love of hookers. Seeing their faces splashed across the newspapers after their arrest made her feel as if she'd accomplished something great. Then, a few years ago, she'd taken the case of a family who wanted to prove police brutality against her old partner. Because of her work, 7 officers were fired, and 1 was indicted.